BBC Radio Suffolk.
Let's talk to our gadget man, Matt Porter, is with us in the studio for our regular chat. How are you, Matt?
I'm pretty good, thank you very much.
Now, we did electric cars, so we're going to do something a bit more conventional.
That's right, we've downsized slightly. What I'm talking about this week is, unless people hadn't been listening to the news, Apple have released or announced two new phones, which is the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus. And what's interesting about the Plus, I guess, is that Apple have stepped out completely from what their original thinking was, which was you should only operate a mobile phone using one hand, and they've gone for the phablet-sized phones.
Sorry, say again? Phablet?
Phablet.
What's a phablet?
It's a cross between a phone and a tablet. So, generally, it's something in excess of 5 inches in size. So you've got an iPhone 5 there, haven't you?
Yeah.
So they've now gone to this sort of size, actually, if I give you that. It's slightly smaller than that.
Right, OK. So but that is considerably bigger than my iPhone 5.
It is, yeah. And that's, I mean, that one there is actually 6 inches instead of 5.5, but it's that kind of size of device, which is something, interestingly, that Steve Jobs said before he died. He said that no one needed anything bigger than what the iPhones were, because no one would sell them and they wouldn't use them. Because the thinking originally was that if you can operate a phone, you should be able to do it by reaching the thumb, holding the phone in your hand and being able to reach the entire screen with your thumb. Obviously that's not the case now, due to the success of people like Samsung generally, who have sort of released larger devices. They've realised that there is a market there, and that's what they've gone for.
But that's not going to be for everyone, is it? I mean, I can get this phone that I've got here comfortably in my pocket. The device that you've got there, I mean, it will go into a pocket, but it's significantly larger.
Yes, it is. The iPhone 6 is 4.7 inches, which is slightly smaller than that one. Mm-hmm. That's just 5 or whatever. Yeah. So again, it's still quite big.
You can get your hand around it.
Yeah, you can get your hand around it.
But they're still bigger, much bigger than what
I've
got.
And also, because of the size of them, you have to be quite careful. And I've done it myself, is you put them in your back pocket or something and you sit down. And because they're so much bigger, there's a pretty good chance, if you're not careful, you can break the screen on them. So large screen devices seem to be the way to go. I've got a couple here because I think we spoke on Friday and we were talking about insurance for phones and the cost of devices. The highest end, if you like, the largest storage iPhone 6 Plus is going to retail, if you buy it off contract, about £759, which is a significant amount of money. What I have here is a device by Asus or whatever you want to call them, which is called a Zenfone 6, which is quite a nice device. It's it's an Android device.
Yeah.
It's quite big and it's a little bit cumbersome, I think, because of the edges on it. But price-wise, that comes in at just over £200 off contract.
So that's quite a significant difference.
That's quite a lot different. And interestingly about this one is most mobile phones run on ARM chips, which is the type of chip, system on a chip it's called. This one actually runs on an Intel chip. It's much the same as you'd have in a notebook. So it runs an Intel Atom chip rather than ARM. So it's slightly different in the way that it runs, but it, the software is the same. So it has all of the things. It's a 720 HD screen, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
It's not a bad device.
And and presumably the attraction for that is a lot more people will be watching something visual on their phones now. So the quality of that picture, or gaming?
They do, yes. Gaming and things like that. Especially, I think that generally it's been recognised that people like to watch catch-up TV, like to watch movies, Netflix, all of those sort of things on their phones. Mm. And that's quite a nice size. You're not having to, you know, hold it too close to your face in order to watch it. And the battery sizes are generally quite good in these as well, because they're a larger device. They can put a larger battery in them and they'll last a bit longer. But in this case, I thought this was quite a nice one because it's functional size wise it's big phone, but also because of price it's affordable. So if you're going to get it on contract, it's going to be a lot lower monthly contract fee as well.
But just going back to Apple for a moment, they're sort of moving into this kind of area that Samsung and Asus, as you just mentioned, are in. Yeah. Are they taking a bit of a risk because are they not trying? They may alienate the people who want a smaller phone.
Well, that's very true. They are still continuing to sell the iPhone 5S. So that device, which I have that one there, that's still being sold as their entry-level phone. So people will be able to buy that, perhaps lower contract price as well, or if they're going to buy it, very rarely do people buy these devices in the UK off contract, but it's going to be a lot more affordable perhaps on a monthly basis. What they've gone for as well is the screen definition has gone up again. So there's a battle at the moment to see how high definition you can make phones. The one I have here, I have loads in my, is a
how many have you got?
It's a G3. I know, it's a nightmare. It's because I've got so many, I need to get them. That's a G3, an LG G3, and that has quad HD screen on it. So that's 4x HD. If you look at the quality of the screen, if that's actually a video,
that's extraordinary quality.
It's incredibly high definition. Mm. So Samsung have just announced a new handset. They're doing a Note 4. Which has a quad HD screen on them as well. So they're incredibly high definition, and they have all these extra different... They're trying to like set themselves aside from the market. So the G3 also has a laser focus camera on it. So when you point it at someone, it will focus very quickly because it uses an inbuilt laser. Mm. So they're all kind of like little extra bits they're adding to phones at the moment.
I know. Things move. Just when you think, oh, it's probably gone as far as it will go, it goes somewhere else, doesn't it?
It's been very busy phone-wise and gadget-wise in the last week anyway, because Apple had its launch, and also there was IFA or IFA, which is a technology conference that happened in Berlin a couple of weeks ago. So lots of new devices were released as well.
Do any of them make calls anymore? I just wondered.
They do, yeah. That's a whole new thing as well, is the way that they make those calls. They're going to use a different function for sending, for making the calls, so you get much higher definition.
Mm. All right, Matt, interesting as ever. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Matt Porter, our gadget man from Matt Porter Web Design in Waldronfield.